9 months to live max.
Yes.
With pancreatic cancer, miraculously healed.
Yes.
So there is hope.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Currie, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
I want to talk to you about something that is pretty serious sometimes. And you know me, I'm a pastor that brings truth and a challenge. I'm always wanting to bring a challenge to us to grow, to change, to not come to church one way and walk out the exact same way. It's pointless. You want to come to church and get some material from God and have the anointing of God come upon your life with the power of the Holy Spirit to get change into your life. Amen. And so I want to talk to you tonight about a hard heart. Everyone say a hard heart. Go with me to Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17. You can look at it on the overhead, but I'd prefer when you bring your Bibles and look at it on your phones and things and take notes. Look what he says here. This is from the New King James. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? When you think about that, the heart is deceitful above all things. How much deception is there in the world? How much deceit is there? And he's saying that the heart is deceitful above all of that. And so when God tells us something like that, we've got to pay heed, take note and pay attention. He says, desperately wicked, and who can know it? Now, in the days of Noah, when God said, this is a wicked nation, they are wicked, evil, I'm going to wipe them off the face of the earth. But he found one man that was righteous, who obeyed him and built the ark, and he saved himself and seven family members. And from that, the human race began again. But it was because they were wicked, so bad, you would have thought it's this generation he's talking about, right? Because when you look around what's going on, I mean, California burning right now, and just non-Israel with people in horrible tunnels and just wickedness. The heart is deceitful and very, very wicked. Now, if I were to say to you that that person over there he's a hard-hearted person. If I said that's a hard-hearted person, what would you think? If I said he's hard-hearted, or if I said he's got a heart of stone, what would you think? You get an imagination, you get a picture in your own head. He's hard-hearted, he's got a heart of stone. Well, I'm saying that to tell you this. If his actual heart, because he says the heart is deceitful, right? And so we've got to understand the scriptures. So if a person, his actual heart, you know the organ? How many of you know each of you got a heart in you? You do know, right? And maybe pretty stony still, but you got a heart, right? It's a pump. Its function is to pump blood through your body. You agree? You don't know that? Okay, get your pen and paper. We'll do a biology lesson or something. You got a heart, and it works to maintain the blood flow in your life. And it changes according to whatever it needs. It beats faster, slower, etc. But if his heart was actually hard, or if it was stone, he's dead. Right? You agree with that? If his heart was stone, or it was hard like a stone, he's dead. He's not living. Amen. You all understand that. So what is he talking about, his heart? Because people think his heart. And then they think it's his spirit. So the first thing is we have to establish what he's talking about when he says his heart. All right? So out of the Strong's, it's number 3820. Now remember, this is Old Testament. And in New Testament, it says same thing. But it's 3820. And the word in Arabic is actually Labawa, you pronounce it, but it's spelled L-E-B, which to me means Leb. Sounds like Leb. I'm Lebanese, so I always remember that one. He's a Leb. We used to say, that's a Leb. And so Leb is the word for heart spoken about there. And it means the mind, the feelings, the emotions, the soul, and even the intellect. So when he's talking about the heart, he's talking about the human mind. Because my heart doesn't think for me, my mind thinks for me. And he says that heart, which is your mind, will, and emotions, your actual thinking faculties, where your intellect is, he says that that thing is deceitful above all things. Well, if you look today at mankind and what they plan and what they scheme and what they do and what they claim to be right, which is totally wrong, you can see how deceitful it is. It comes from man's thinking. So we can't mistake this and think, well, it's the spirit man. It's the soulish realm, which is your mind, will, and your emotions. Your pump is your flesh. That thing doesn't think. It operates the way it's programmed, the way God programmed it. And your spirit man, if you're born again, is a good guide, a good conscience, because Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. And it's a good spirit. He's a good spirit. So he's guiding you correctly, always, whether you receive it or not. And that's where the fight comes in, your mind against the spirit. Because your spirit says, don't steal it, or don't take it, or don't do it. And your mind is saying, no one's going to know, no one's going to know. And who has control better be that one. The spirit is supposed to be, the soulish realm, your mind, will, and emotions, is supposed to be subject to your spirit, where the Holy Spirit lives. And if that were the case, you wouldn't see people as wicked as they are. Now, when you look at Christians today and you look at unsaved people, there is a major difference. You can tell me what you like. Because if you're really a Christian and you're born again, your conscience now is a safe conscience, because it's going to try to direct you the right way. Because the Holy Spirit speaks to you through your conscience. He's trying to get you through that, which is now a great resource because it's born again. But when it's not born again, you will continue doing what you want to do regardless of what the Word of God and God says. You all getting this? And that's why you can see Christians, good, I'm talking real born-again Christians, when they mess up, they cry out, oh God, forgive me, I'll try my best not to do that again. And they do try. We do. How many of you try? Try to live decently, right? You're trying to live a decent life, trying to love people, trying to prefer people, trying to do what Jesus did and do those things, right? Now, when you look at somebody standing on a car, burning a car and throwing bricks at the police, that's not a good person. I don't care what you say. It's not a good person trying to kill and injure another person. Hello? All right, so you can see there's a distinction between righteousness and unrighteousness. Born again and not born again. Because his conscience cannot bring conviction to him because it's not convicted. It hasn't been renewed, hasn't been changed, hasn't been made brand new, a brand new spirit. So he hasn't got a good guide, so he does it today, and he thinks, early morning light, I'm going to be out there again doing it. And that's just an example. There's many other things, okay? Having affairs and whatever it is. There should be a distinction between a born-again child of God and a person who's not born again. There must be a distinction. Because if I look like, I sound like, I act like the world, how saved am I? And God says, to be in friendship and fellowship with the world is to be at enmity against God. You can't be in the world and in the kingdom. Now, we've got to operate in the world, but we don't have to be like the world. Some places, you're going to some places, and in the churches, I think, oh, my God, the worship teams, it's worldly. We had a band, I don't know if you remember, they wanted to bring a band in for our youth one day when we were in St. James. You remember that? You were there. And the guy said, okay, well, we're going to have to get a fence. We're going to have to fence off the altar in the church. I said, why do you want to fence the altar off? No, because the girls are going to run mad and go attack these guys. And I said, they're not coming to this church. And we canceled it. The church shouldn't act like the world. Amen. And if we as children of God are acting like the world, then we got a problem. Amen. So I'm not trying to chastise us tonight. I'm trying to bring us some direction in the way we should go. Amen. So the person that's got a hard heart, and we've entitled this a hard heart, it's a person, what I'm saying really, he's difficult to deal with. Have you ever met someone who's difficult to deal with? He's very stubborn. He's a know-it-all, or she. Have you ever met those people? A know-it-all, unteachable. You know what I'm talking about? Not easy to be with, impossible, knows everything. Do you know anyone like that? That's a person I call with a hard heart. They're unteachable. They've got their own mindset. You can't tell them nothing. Well, I'm glad I'm not like it. I'll never be like that. Well, hold on there, big boy. Here's the thing. This, to me, is a frightening capacity. It's a frightening capacity of the human heart to resist God. You think about God. He tells you to do something and you resist God. You grieve the Holy Spirit. The human heart can resist God, the mind. God can tell me to do something and I say, that is a scary, scary thing for me. I don't like that. That kind of makes me feel a little bit nervous. Because do I always do exactly what God tells me? I try my utmost best to do it. But there are times when I think, no, not just yet, Lord. If you're born again, your own heart will tell you that's wrong. It doesn't take the Holy Spirit. If you're born again, you know right from wrong. You know it. You don't have to have the Holy Spirit tell you it's wrong. You know when it's wrong. It's an inbuilt capacity in us now from the Holy Spirit that we've learned some stuff. We know what's right and we know what's wrong. And so your conscience is a good guide, but to be able to resist the living God, the heart has a capacity to resist the living God. Oh, my goodness. And don't think that you, any of us in this place, are absolutely void of that in our own lives. See, because remember, the Bible says in the end days, or the end of time, as we know it, the end times, which we're in today, he says, if it's possible, even the born again elect are going to be deceived. Deceived. Well, deceived what? To believe that's the Antichrist? That too? But if we know something about the Bible, we might not fall for that one or other things. But could we be deceived into getting a hard heart, thinking I'm saved, I'm born again, I know God, I can't get a hard heart? We've got to be very, very, very careful, because we have the capacity to say no to God anytime you want. He gave us freedom of choice, freedom of will. We can choose right or wrong. Amen. We can choose to obey God or we can choose not to obey God. Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. We look forward to seeing you there.